Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of Scripture from 2 Chronicles chapter 31 and verse 20 and 21. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands. He sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. Hallelujah. What a beautiful scripture. My dear brothers and sisters, change, improvement, growth, success, and victory don't happen because they are admirable concepts or desirable options. No, they happen because you are totally committed and willing to pay the price. When King Hezekiah came to the throne, Israel was in bad shape. The doors of God's house were shut. The law of the Lord was not being observed. And the people were worshipping the same gods as the heathen nations around them. If you are a turnaround expert, or you are, a change management expert, you would benefit from studying Hezekiah's life and his strategy. The Bible says in everything that he undertook, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. That's the secret in verse 21. The cost of commitment involves a few points which I want to share with you this morning, which will help you. Number one, a change in lifestyle. Hezekiah broke the family mold, refusing to live the way his father before him had lived. So he broke the pattern. Number two, loneliness. Hezekiah was the first to turn to God. In order to do it, he had to stand alone. Remember that. Number three, criticism. People don't take kindly to change. And Hezekiah faced a barrage of harsh questions from the older generation. Number four, hard work and money. He was willing to give up time, energy, and money to reach his goal. Number fifth, daily discipline. Changing a culture and the mindsets of the people who are part of it can be difficult. So every day, Hezekiah taught and instilled God's principles into the minds of the people every day. Sixthly, constant pressure. The people who went along with the changes Hezekiah was making expected to see results, and they weren't necessarily patient. But Hezekiah sought his God, worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. My dear brothers and sisters, the principles Hezekiah used will work for you too. So today, begin to apply them. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted into our lives, the 16th of February. And we are honored, we are privileged to be called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Today, Lord God Almighty, is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, today, Father, as you teach us your word and as you speak to our hearts and our spirit, O Father, I pray that we will learn from the life of Hezekiah. O Lord God Almighty, to bring change in our culture, to bring change in our family, to bring change in our community. O Lord God Almighty, for we are change agents, O Father God. We are catalysts of change, O Lord. And Lord, we are thankful, O Lord, because we want to adapt to change, because you are transforming us every day into the likeness of your Son, Jesus. Give us the grace. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the evil one, flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we vow to give you all praise and all glory belongs to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend. Remember to go to church and worship Christ together in the congregation. God bless you and bye for now.